And at the top is the time finding wave function. Here I've written the time independent Schrodinger equation, and where I need to put in the molecular orbital Hamiltonian from the last slide. And how we proceed is that we take one of the atomic orbitals that's in this sum over atomic orbitals. Here the sum over A is the sum over the atomic orbitals. We take one of those and we multiply from, should be that, multiply from the left with it, and that gives us one equation. And we'll get as many equations as there are atomic orbitals by every time multiplying from the left with one of the atomic orbitals. This is also what we did in the linear combination of atomic orbitals. This is how we got a set of equations to solve for these coefficients C. And when you do it, in this case, what happens is that there's first one matrix element where there's the overlap of the same atomic orbital. So on the other side here, it's got this long sum. It sums over all the primitive unit cells. L, M, and N are translation over the whole crystal, so the different primitive unit cells. And there's also the sum over the atomic orbitals. But there's one matrix element which is in the same primitive unit cell. And when it's in the same primitive unit cell, the exponential function is e to the 0, which is 1, and with the same atomic orbital. And then there are matrix elements to the nearest neighbor atoms. So I've got this one atomic orbital, which is also located physically in one of the unit cells. And then I calculate the overlaps to the nearest neighbors. And these pick up a complex factor because now you have to move around to the nearest neighbors and they aren't always in the same unit cell. And then it says plus small terms because this atomic orbital, then we take the overlap to atomic orbitals in other unit cells further away. And those other terms we just ignore. And then on the other side of the equation, I only keep the term where the where there's just the overlap of the atomic orbital. There would be also some other small terms here, but they're thrown out. This is the same approximation as in the Huckel model. So in the Huckel model, we always said that we only have to consider the overlap of the atomic orbitals with themselves, and we assume that the atomic orbitals are orthonormal. So that if you calculate the overlap of one atomic orbital with a different one, then it's going to give zero. So here, we do the same thing as we did in the Huckel model. And then for just